From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. I'm Yuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia seeks to export cars to Australia in first quarter. Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry promotes democratizations of health industry to digitalization in Indonesia's G20 presidency in 2022. Now the news in details. Indonesia is aiming to export cars to Australia in the first quarter of 2022. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated one of the challenges to exporting automotive products to Australia is the carbon standard set by the country. Since the two countries signed the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IACEPA, Indonesia has the potential to increase its export to the neighboring country. This is since all Indonesian products exported to Australia will be exempt from import duties. Automotive is one of the products that Indonesia is seeking to boost following the collapse of the automotive industry in Australia. Next, we have Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Kadin Arsyad Rashid, who said that the Indonesia's presidency at the G20 in 2022 is an opportunity for developing countries to convey their aspiration and input into the discussion forum of the world's largest economies. In a virtual dialogue on Tuesday, Arsyad Rashid said that the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry highlighted a number of things that would be presented at the G20 forum in an effort to recover Indonesia's economy. The things that are in the spotlight of Kadin include the health industry. According to Arsyad Rashid, in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, democratization is needed in health industry. It refers to the world's vaccination efforts that are still experiencing obstacles.
Yang pertama adalah bicara mengenai health. Karena walaupun gimana pun kita masih
first is talking about health, because after all, we are still in a pandemic state at this time. In Kadin's version, Kadin says it is the war on pandemic. So we have a war against pandemic, and the second is an economic war. So health is very important. The question is, how do we design the democratization of health? Because when we talk about vaccines, not all countries can have the capacity to make, produce, or buy vaccines. So this is one thing, how we redesign health industry.
So this is one thing, bagaimana we redesign yang namanya the so-called health industry.
Another thing that becomes concern of Kadin in the Indonesian's presidency at the G20 in 2022 is the economic digitalization. Arsyad Rashid further said that digitalization must be encouraged so that all people can have equal opportunities in the economic development.
Karena kalau kita bicara digitalisasi sekarang ini adalah bagaimana menjadi transformasi.
Because if we talk about digitalization today, it is how the economic transformation becomes digital. Because we believe in one thing, that digitalization will accelerate equal opportunities for all. So, for example, if we talk about the existing MSMEs, there is a batik maker in Pekalongan. With the digitalization of e-commerce, one can suddenly open an e-commerce store, for example, where previously the market was only Pekalongan. He also can sell it not only in Indonesia but also overseas. So this is one example of equality that can be done with digitalization.
Menjual batiknya untuk Indonesia, bukan Indonesia saja, bisa ekspor, bisa ke luar negeri. Jadi ini salah satu contoh kesetaraan yang bisa dilakukan pelaksanaan dengan digitalization.
The third thing that will be raised by Kadin in the G20 discussion forum is the energy transition. According to Arshad Rashid, Indonesia has expressed commitment in the COP26 forum to be able to achieve net zero emission by 2060. For this reason, he stressed the importance of energy transition so that this goal can be achieved. He emphasized that the issues that Kadin will bring up in the G20 are not only for the benefit of companies, but also for small, micro, and medium entrepreneurs. According to him, MSMEs entrepreneurs are also parts of Indonesia's economic development, so they are expected to participate in adapting to the changes that will be made. Last national news comes from Indonesia and Singapore, which have signed a bilateral extradition agreement on Tuesday. It is a move which is expected to help authorities prevent and eradicate cross-border criminal offenses such as corruption, drug trafficking, and terrorism. Law and Human Rights Minister Yasona Lawli represented Indonesia in signing the deal. Both countries agreed to extradite any person found to be in the territory of the requested country and sought by the requesting country for prosecutions or trial or execution of punishment for extraditable criminal acts. Let's move on to the international news. The Australian government said on Tuesday it had acquired copyright to the Aboriginal flag so it can be freely used, resolving a commercial dispute that had restricted sporting teams and Aboriginal communities from reproducing the image. The government said on the eve of the Australia's Day national holiday that after a deal negotiated with its creator, Indigenous artist Harold Thomas, the flag can be used on sports shirts, sporting grounds, websites and in artworks with permissions or payment of fee. Next, we have the government of South Korea, which has expanded its level 3 travel advisory for Ukraine to include more of the country amid growing military tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Tuesday placed 12 provinces located in the southern, eastern and northern regions under the elevated travel alert, in which Koreans residing in those areas are advised to leave. 15 out of Ukraine's 25 provinces are now under the Level 3 travel advisory, including the three provinces previously given the alert near the Russian border of Crimea, Donetsk and Luhansk. We continue with the International Monetary Fund, which has lowered its forecast for the global economy's growth this year, citing the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus as a notable factor. In a quarterly update of its World Economic Outlook, the IMF predicted the global economy would expand 4.4% in 2022. The report also cited higher energy prices, rising inflation, and larger than predicted slowdowns in the United States and China, the world's largest economies, as reason for lowering its global growth forecast. We end the news with a devil's horn note. Drought resilience bamboo and a monkey named after volcano were among 224 new species discovered in the greater Mekong region in 2020. A conservation group said on Wednesday, despite the intense threat of habitat loss. The discovery is listed in a report by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, including a new rock gecko found in Thailand, a mulberry tree species in Vietnam, and a big-headed frog in Vietnam and Cambodia that is already threatened by deforestation. According to WWF, the 224 discoveries underline the rich biodiversity of the Mekong region, which encompasses Thailand, Myanmar, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. Next, we present to you Diplomatic Corner entitled Ambassador Gandhi Sulistianto invites business people of South Korea to boost rate.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights. Ambassador Gandhi Sulistianto invites business people of South Korea to boost trade. Listeners, Indonesian ambassador to South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, invited business people in South Korea and Indonesia to cooperate to boost the trade volume of both countries in many sectors. The Indonesian embassy in Seoul, in its written statement on Friday, stated that Ambassador Gandhi Sulistianto at a business forum organized by the Korea-Indonesia Management Association, or KIMA, explained that in the era of President Joko Widodo's government, the economic diplomacy is carried out as a stimulus for development. The reinforcement of economic cooperation of both countries was marked by the signing of the Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement at the end of 2020. Moreover, the construction of an electric car by the Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Indonesia factory is also a real manifestation of Indonesia and South Korea's commitment to move forward the economy and the welfare of the people of both countries. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Indonesia, which is intended to be a hub for electric car production, plans to produce electric cars in Southeast Asia with a total 250,000 units per year. Furthermore, Ambassador Gandhi noted that his assignment as the Indonesian ambassador to Seoul coincided with the Indonesian presidency at the G20, bringing the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. Indonesia invites the 19 largest economies in the world, including South Korea, to focus on three main agendas, namely restructuring global health architecture, digital-based transformation, and energy transition. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin with an event on January 26, 1934, when the German-Polish non-aggression pact was signed. The government of Germany and Poland signed the German-Polish non-aggression pact on January 26, 1934. From the pact, Germany officially recognized the boundaries of the country's territory between Germany and Poland. The pact also aimed to end the custom war, which damaged economic relations between the two countries. Moving on to an event on January 26, 1952, when the World Customs Organization was established. The establishment of the World Customs Organization, WCO, on January 26, 1952, was an important milestone in the history of world customs. The history of the WCO began in 1947 when 13 European governments, who were members of the Committee for European Economic Cooperation, agreed to form an inter-European customs union, which are based on the principles of the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT. In 1948, this group formed two committees, namely the Economic Committee and Custom Committee. This Custom Committee, which became the forerunner of the Custom Cooperation Council, or CCC, which was inaugurated at the convention in Brussels, Belgium, on January 26, 1953, and attended by 17 representatives of European countries. The first meeting on January 26 was the basis for the inauguration of International Customs Day. We end today in history with an event on January 26, 2001, when Great India Earthquake occurred. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 struck western India and some parts of Pakistan, centered in the city of Bhuj. In the state of Gujarat, the quake killed most of the people who were preparing to celebrate India's Independence Day. The earthquake occurred at 8:50 a.m. local time. The quake killed between 13,000 and 20,000 people, including 18 in the southeastern Pakistan, injured over 167,000 and destroyed nearly 340,000 buildings. More than 550 aftershocks occurred in March.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. saatnya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kaum muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo inaugurated the groundbreaking of coal downstreaming into the demethanizer, or DME, at Tanjung Enim Industrial Area, South Sumatra on Monday. The coal gasification resulted from a cooperation among PT Pertamina, PT Bukit Asam, and Air Products and Chemicals Inc. In his remarks, the president said, through this project, Indonesia will reduce dependence on LPG import. According to him, until now, LPG imports by Indonesia reach 80 trillion rupees annually. Moreover, the government must subsidize LPG for 60 trillion to 70 trillion rupees per year to make it affordable. The head of state believes if coal gasification can finish and operate, Indonesia can save 7 trillion rupees every year. President Joko Widodo further affirmed that if Indonesia keeps importing LPG, only other countries will get the profit and new jobs. There will not be any investment, so that jobs will not be created. Therefore, through this project, LPG import can be reduced. This will improve the current account balance that is often deficit. Meanwhile, the Investment Minister and Investment Coordinating Board Head Bahlil Lahadalia, in his written statement, explained that the investment for this project came from the US. Air Products and Chemicals Inc. invested 33 trillion rupees. PT Bukit Asam Business Development Director Rafli Yandra said this project will process 6 million tons of coal into 1.4 million tons of DME every year.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite, COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión.Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Music.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarangKatakanlah, jangan diam. Bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya, kamu sudah tak ada. Sekuatnya, aku kamu coba tertawaSejujurnya, ini terlalu sakit, sayang. Ini sakit, sayang. Ku rela berpisah denganmu. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara.Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada Sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit sayangBenarnya, kamu sudah tak ada.
kita memang harus pisah.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Ciwidey is famous for its white crater tours and Ranca Bali tea plantations. But recently, there has been a new favorite tourism spot, namely Curug Tilu Ranca Bali Eco Park. This place is fairly complete because it provides spots for tours and gazebos to stay overnight. You will have no trouble finding the location of this Curug Tilu Eco Park because you can find it right next to the entrance gate of the Ranca Bali Tea Plantation. With an area of about 3.7 hectares, of course, Curug Tilu Eco Park has lots of interesting spots. Some of the things that are always targeted by tourists are in the glamping gazebo area, on Balinese-style net beds, photo spots with the background of the Ranca Bali Tea Garden, and many others. In addition, there is also a playground for children. The Curug Tilu Eco Park opens from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. From Monday to Friday, the ticket price is 15,000 rupiah. On Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, the ticket price is 20,000 rupiah. Do you want to stay for one night? The glam camp at the Curug Tilu Eco Park sets a price of 400,000 rupiah on weekdays and 5,000 rupiah on weekends. Access to get there is very easy. From the highway towards to Kawaputi, get to Situ Patenggang. You just have to pass the turn and the location is on the right. To make it easier, you can search for it directly on the online map application by typing Curug Tilu Eco Park. If you want to visit this tourism spot, don't forget to always comply with the health protocols so that your vacation is safer and more comfortable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Andai rasa itu pergi. hati saja.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Listener, today's topic is, wow, banyak sekali ya, which means, wow, that's a lot. Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about wow, banyak sekali ya, which means wow, that's a lot. In a sidewalk shop in the road curve, Kevin sees one of party flags and the participation serial number in the general elections.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Itu gambar apa? Itu gambar apa? Which means, what picture is that? Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu. Which means, oh, that's the flag of a party participating in the general elections. Wow, banyak sekali. Wow, banyak sekali. Which means, wow, that's a lot. Partai, partai, which means party. Pemilu, pemilu, which means general elections. In the dialogue, there is an expression, wow, banyak sekali ya. Wow, banyak sekali ya, which means, wow, that's a lot. The word wow is an interjection which is used to express shock, amazement, and wonder of something. It is usually followed by adjective or noun to describe shock, amazement, and wonder of something. For example, wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar. Wow, rajin sekali Andi dalam belajar, which means, wow, how diligent Andi in studying. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu. Wow, cantik sekali adiknya Ayu, which means, wow, how beautiful Ayu's sister is. In addition to the word wow, there are also other words, aduh and astaga, to show shock, amazement, and wonder of something. Like the word wow, the words astaga and aduh are usually followed by adjective or noun too. For example, aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu. Aduh, baik sekali hati anak kecil itu, which means, oh, how kind the little kid is. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Astaga, Lia terlihat sangat cantik mengenakan gaun itu. Which means, oh gosh, Lia looks so beautiful in that dress. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Rama, itu gambar apa?
Gambar yang mana?
Itu di samping pohon.
Oh, itu bendera salah satu partai yang mengikuti pemilu.
Kenapa ada angka 9 di bendera itu?
Oh, angka itu menunjukkan nomor urut partai dalam pemilu.
Memangnya ada berapa jumlah partai yang mengikuti pemilu?
Ada 20 partai.
Oh, banyak sekali ya.
Iya, Kevin.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next time with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Tertawa bercanda, sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I would like to present a song from North Sumatra entitled Dago Inang Sarge. The song Dago Inang Sarge narrates about a couple of lovers who cannot unite. In spite of loving each other, their mothers do not permit the relationship. Their mothers want them to get married to other people. Automatically, the daughter and son have to follow the willingness of their mothers. Well, listener, here is the song Dago Inang Sarge, sung by Alfa Sesoria and Alfa Singer.
Thank you.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.